text for this Thanksgiving Day sermon is the Holy Gospel, as you have heard read from the 19th chapter of St. Luke. Our theme this morning, worship Jesus with a grateful heart. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. My dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, I pray that whenever you hear this text, this gospel lesson, that when you hear of the healing of the 10 lepers, that your heart and your mind will begin to consider the importance of thanksgiving. Not only because this is the traditional gospel for Thanksgiving Day, but mainly because this text addresses the issue of gratitude. This text is the text for Thanksgiving Day, and it is a perfect match for Thanksgiving Day. It's like turkey with all the trimmings. Although today, we in fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ and all the company of heaven will eat and drink the greatest of feasts, the foretaste of the feast to come at His table in His kingdom, for eternity. This meal is vastly more important than turkey with all the trimmings. Today and always, may we worship Jesus with a grateful heart. A grateful heart comes as we stop to consider where we've been. For 9 lepers, the duty of giving thanks was lost in the excitement of getting on with their lives. Their faith resulted in a miraculous healing from a very horrible disease. And as soon as they saw that they were healed, in an instant, in the snap of a finger, their faith was consumed by all of the excitement of rushing off to the priest to be declared clean, and then going to their families and seeing their families, maybe for the first time in a long time. This is what human nature does. We are so quickly caught up in all the newness of activities, especially at the beginning of this season, that we forget, we fail to remember where we've been and how God has blessed us in the past. It is important, it is very important that we stop, take time to consider, to look back and review where we've been. Paul never lost sight of this. He never lost sight of the grace that was shown to him. Paul wrote to the Corinthians this, "For I am the least of the apostles, and I do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am who I am. And His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believe." Never lose sight of the grace that God has shown to each of you. Therefore, having a grateful heart requires humility. Isn't it interesting that the 9 who failed to give thanks to Jesus were Jews? It's quite possible that maybe they were a little arrogant about their healing. After all, theirs is a privileged background. Theirs is a vaulted status. They are the chosen ones of God. Paul writes to the Romans, "For I wish I could that myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption of sons. Theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. No doubt the Jews are very prideful. They are the chosen people of God. Pride can also enter our hearts. Due to our privileged status as God's chosen ones, we as baptized and confirmed Lutherans who have faithfully and sacrificially given of ourselves to the Lord over the years, do we presume that God owes us something? We are now in the midst of a celebration, 175 years. Do we deserve a special status before our Lord today because of 175 years? Do we deserve a special status every day? The Samaritan, possibly because of his lowly status in society, knew he wasn't worthy of the least of the mercies of the Lord, which the Lord has now showered upon him. Because of his humility, he was mindful of God's grace. Having a grateful heart is certainly a gift of God's grace. The Holy Spirit worked faith in this Samaritan so that he recognized the healing, and more importantly, dear one, this Samaritan, this foreigner, recognized the healer. The flame of his faith was wonderfully ignited, so he returned to worship, to fall at the feet of Jesus with a grateful heart. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are moved to truly be grateful and to see with eyes of faith that every good and perfect gift comes from God above. Luke says that the Samaritan fell on his face, giving thanks to him. Giving thanks. The Greek word that Luke used is a word that sounds familiar to you. Eucharistone. It's from that word that many call the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist. It means the blessing. Eucharistone, to give thanks, to bless. As a matter of fact, Luke tells us that when Jesus was giving his body and blood there in the upper room to his disciples, he uses the very same root word. And he took bread and gave Eucharistes. After the cup, he gave thanks. Eucharistes. Dearly beloved, as you come forward this morning to receive from him his body and blood, I pray that you will come with a broken and contrite heart, and that you will bow your heart before the presence of your crucified and risen Savior, and that you will have Eucharistes, that you will be thankful for that which he is serving you. For today he does give you the perfect meal, the holy meal, the divine meal, a foretaste of the feast to come. He gives you his body and his blood. It is a divine meal that cleanses you, who, just like the Samaritan, is saved through faith. This morning, your king is here. Here to serve you. And whenever and wherever the king is, there is present his church, here on earth and there in heaven. Here with him today, as you will hear, are the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven, even your loved ones who are resting across the street. Their soul is with their Lord, for he is present, and with him will be his church triumphant. And there they give thanks, and here we give thanks. Eucharistete. Therefore, as we end this morning, his invitation is this. Come, dearly beloved. come to my table with a grateful heart and eat the greatest of meals. This is a glorious meal, much greater than turkey with all the trimmings. Come to the feast that has been prepared for you. This is the foretaste of the feast to come. Come with a grateful heart. Come with thanksgiving. Come and eat and drink for the strengthening of your faith unto life and salvation. Come and eat and drink for the forgiveness of all your sin. And then rise and go, for your faith has made you well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.